welcome to today's episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I am Denise the Nice. Sometimes. today's title, how to tell who is a real mentor. I think it's a long overdue topic for us, right? Because especially for Anne, she has gone through so many different kinds of mentors, whether it is mentors, it's like she's going for a journey, right? So but instead of going straight, she has made some U-turns, some detour. Because if you meet some mentors along the way,
yeah,
that are not really mentors,
mm.
they U-turn. Sometimes you go back again and then start from scratch.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Tell me, how do you... Can we talk about what sparked this movie?
Yeah.
About our experience.
Why it came up with this topic?
Yes. Okay, so last week, right? So last week we went for an event, actually. Development event.
Mm-hmm.
We realized we were talking about it because we have been going for self-development courses for a few years already. And last time when self-development first started a little bit more popular, is that the word for it?
Yes.
In Singapore, most of the people that went were of a certain age.
Mm.
With certain life experiences, maybe boomers, millennials, right? But this time around, we were seeing a lot of very young people. I would say maybe 60-80%. It's all young people. And by young, I mean like early 20s. Some of them are still in university. Some just started working only.
Mm.
And we realized that there are a lot of youth. This event took place, but obviously there are a lot of people there as well who are very, very hungry for knowledge. But because they are new, and sometimes they ask some... Okay, let me just put it this way. Life as self-development courses where all the people gather, regardless of how you feel at that point, not everybody is a good person. I will just put it up front. Okay? It's like in any other place, marketplace, at the bar, at the whatever, at the shopping center, not everyone is going to be a good person. And so I realized that there were a lot of people who were very hungry for knowledge, who are very new to this. And along the way, they may meet... How should I put it in a better way? Okay, so a better way to put this would be, then I feel like it has become my job, my responsibility. I feel compelled to try to bring mentors that I have met that are really real and good and kind and really wanting to help to people who are hungry.
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Instead of them meeting people who are not truly wanting to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So.
Yeah. Good way. I was trying to be a bit more digestible.
I think every product will have a real one and a fake one. That's what I would say. Just assume that you want to buy a handbag. It's different when you go to the branded one to get the bag and you go to Shopee and order the same bag with the same design. But if you really order both of them to experience and witness
the
quality, then finally you understand, now I know this is expensive. Now I know this is not expensive.
Mm.
And I think education is somehow the form of, you can't see by eyes, you can feel by touch, you cannot physically see it. Because it's a way of delivering the energy and knowledge through the observing and the willingness from the student. At the same time, you will apply it.
Mm.
At the same time, is that match with the market need right now?
Mm.
Right? Because we can learn from a lot of people. Not learn from one person everything in life, for sure. But you also don't have to learn from everybody to be master what good at. And one of the thing that I figured out on the journey of self-development is you actually have to figure out who are you and the success comes. And I realized that the formula of making money or formula of like cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, property, stock market, because I learn everything. I'll tell you that that's how crazy I can be. When I learn everything. Why? Because I want to know how people make money. Am I should stop learning on that journey? I think I should, but let me tell you something. I think human will have these three state in life when you go to self development, personal experience. You have to go through crisis and then you make a decision to change.
Mm-hmm.
When you make a decision to change, you learn non-stop, and then this learn to the next learn to another learn, you jump from another class to another class. You feel the more you know, the more you feel like not enough.
more you learn, the more you know you don't know.
Yeah, and then this state have to be stopped at some point. So for me, it's around 3 years, 2 years plus. Stop doesn't mean I stop learning. I need more time for action. So that's when action coming. Apply with whatever knowledge I have. Apply with my life experience. I apply the journey that I have. It become a second point to action. After chapter two, which is action, after knowledge, after action, now the third one is result. And at the same time, now it's time for you to reflect. How far you've been going, how much you've been learned, where are you stuck? Every time you're stuck in your business, it's a sign that you need to learn again. But in this stage, which is I call chapter three, the learning may be easier, will be more relaxing, be more choice than being forced. Because early stage, you don't know what to learn, you learn everything.
Yes.
But as the moment you run your business, you figure out what your business needed, you just learn exactly what is necessary to be support your business for what you want to be master.
A better version of you want.
Yeah. So because I go to class so much, right? Even me myself is a speaker. Like today I just tell Denise a story that I would plan to go another event. And I'm the person that learn everything through experience. And when I go to this experience last 2 days, because I was planning to go one AI class, right? And it's not cheap. It's not cheap, the fee they charge us. And I would bring my team over here. They will fly over here to waiting for the class and so on. So I take it serious for education, you know? And when I purchase the ticket, the event did not respond to me confirmation email. I have to reach out to them. At the moment I reach out to them, they ask me to pay money. Sound like a scam, right? Actually, they're not scam. They are real business. But why? Because the unprofessional way of doing work, from look down of the audience, from the way they treat people publicly, they think they know what they're doing. Because they think they're so high, right? People needed them, so they need them in the event and so on. It make me another question of, because I've been running event by myself, you know, I have to respect my audience participant who come to my event,
submit.
Yeah, because they are real human being. They book money down to be there, right? And the whole experience make me realize that yes, the market opened again, but it's a lot of problem in the market. At the same time with how people go to the class and they just go and learn. And then that's why I say now I have the choice. Do I want to learn? Is it worth? It's not worth. I choose what I want to choose. Yeah. And if so many people in the market deliver me a different handbag, like I say, right? The quality one. And now I already better of choose what is the good quality. So I get back to the state of people vulnerable and looking for help. And they look for courses and they desperately go. I've been there before and I know how that feels, right? I come back to this class, I don't know how Denise, but I have a very different feeling. After like 6 years, didn't go back. Go back, I like
the same course.
The same course after 6 years. 2019 for me. So now I come back. Yeah. And I will learn one thing in the event. Because I was in the toilet all the time when the girl go break. Because, you know, toilet is the best place for you to observe and listen to the true feedback. from the audience, real feedback. And group of mature people will be very like polite, nice with each other, say, you know, oh, and fake and bullshit. And the young one will be bitchy with each other about how horrible was that. They're not enjoying. They feel like scammed. They feel like they've been forced to be here. Yeah, they pay some money to be here. They've been waiting. But the best side, they say, like, I want to come to learn $1 million. Why? Where is $1 million? Or how to make $1 million? They didn't mention about that. They didn't tell me how to make it.
The way to make it is the same for the other courses.
Yeah. And the other courses is the very high.
Yeah, it's daily. It's a large. It's like you a very cheap appetizer.
Yeah.
And then then when you come, they give you a cheap appetizer. And then they say to enjoy the main course, you need to pay this amount of money. So this is the feeling that I got.
Yeah. And I work with young people for the last 6 years of running my YouTube channel and my business and all that. I realized one thing, that not treat young people the same way you run business with old people. Mm-hmm. The gap is too far. Knowledge is different, the experience is different. What the young people are looking for also very different with old people. And that's something as business owner, as event running, at people that are going to reach out to all this group of people, you have to know what people want.
You have to keep up.
Yeah. And why I'm come to that? Because I want to go back to the mentor part, right? I reject a lot of people when they come to me and say, can you be my mentor? Not because I'm cocky or I'm, you know, like, I'm
difficult.
I just don't have time. I just, and this is the same issue now I realize with my mentor. I have a lot of mentors, of course. And I thought that all these rich people don't want to help other people, but actually it's not. At the moment you make it, your responsibility is time. Just assume like when you're struggling, your responsibility is time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When you make it, your responsibility is time 1,000. It's like...
it's never ending.
I just out of hospital and... I want to show Denise this because I want to let her know. So this is my assistant sent me. Right? And
lovely.
And when the doctor tell you you need rest to recover, and then you rest look and back rest. And you look back to your schedule, you're like,
this is a
thing
about live streams.
No, it's just the morning, and then after that we do. They show a book something else. They always add something else in my schedule.
This is like the beginning.
Mm. Okay. So it's very hard, already very hard for you to find a real mentor.
Mm.
And then when you have a real mentor, how do they make time for you? How do they support you? How do they talk to you? How do they take care of you emotionally, mentally? It's another big question. So this is my experience of 5 and all that. You have to trust your intuition. And I realize it's not everybody have it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to practice it.
Mm-hmm.
If your gut feeling the first 2 seconds tell you this no, then it's not. Trust it. It's true. But if you meet the person, somehow they're powerful inside the energy that allure you to be near to them and make you feel like, oh my God, I want to be close to this person. I want to learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's maybe the one. Also, you have to be very carefully about your thought and your intention, because if your thought and your intention is all about money, no good mentor will want to help you. I say that from my personal experience, because even my mentor up to now, they told me that the reason why they support me, because from day one, they already know I'm different. From day one, they already know that I'm not looking to make myself rich. I just who's hungry for knowledge, curious, but I would love to make enough money for me and my daughter only. The rest I want to help back to my home country, people in Vietnam, right? And from day one when I broke, I say the same to my mentor, and up to now, we still do the same thing. I'm still doing the same thing, right? But just last week, I had lunch with one of my mentors, he was very busy. He traveled the world. So every time he in town is for me 1-2 months once. But in back then in COVID when lockdown, I was happy to see him more because he in power and he didn't fly much.
He wasn't allowed to fly.
Yeah, he didn't allowed to fly. That's when I learned the most from him. But the moment now when he fly a lot, I only see him 1 month once. He remind me again that why he loved me. I was so strong. I was so determination with my dream, and when he passed, I really finished it. And the most important thing I realized that mentor, if you want mentor to rise you up and pick you up from where you are and support you and make you stronger and better with knowledge, sharper you, you have to willing to serve. I think a lot of people come with the mindset that you want to take.
Mm.
You think all these people don't know you want to take. Every day people come to me for because they want something.
Everybody wants a piece of N.
Give me some hair. Am I don't know that? Of course I know that. So the fact of the more successful people, the more they know what they don't want, the more they know what they don't tolerate, the more they know what they want to say no, the more what they use their valuable time for, that what make the newbie who looking for mentor understand. Because what do we find mentor when the first time? We desperate, we hungry, we hopeless, we useless, we weak, we don't, we lost, you know? And yeah, it's not the mentor fault that your life in that situation. But when you come to them with that energy, even they want to help you, you already bring down the energy of tiredness to want to help you. So I think first, you have to have that inside you. Wealthy, successful people don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
You need them. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a mindset of willing to serve. Because if you don't serve, if you don't prove to them, why do I give you exchange value? The end of the day, we all have the exchange value. If I have these three students or mentee going to learn from me, contribute back to the society, willing to serve, willing to take care back other people, with one student who only come and tell me, teach me more, and nagging about their family situation. You think which mentee and student that the mentor wants to support? And I want to bring this to young people that are going to go and seek for mentor. Remember, you need them. And if you need them, please aware of your ego. Please aware of your tonality. Please aware of your energy and also your willingness of growth. Because if not, you will only attract the type of mentor I call that love your wallet, right? And they call themselves mentor, but
I don't think so.
Yeah, and I think that is bring back what me and Denise will feel. So we learn one thing in class, right? You see something is a problem, it's in your job to solve. And we will see that in the class that we feel. I don't say you're upset, but we feel somehow uncomfortable inside. Is that what we can do? You that we know the way to help all these people, but we realize that
how do we
reach out to them? Because even our mentor refuse to do it because they're lazy, they old. And it's true because they already.
But they are the ones with the knowledge and experience.
And they are the most valuable one to call themselves coach and teach. Is the one that decide to don't want to do it, want to enjoy life.
Because they are also rich, they don't need your money anymore.
Yeah.
They just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
To enjoy tea, coffee in the morning, and then play some golf. I don't know whatever sport they play.
Yes.
And carry on with life. It's an issue for me because like you say, I think last night I wouldn't have seen this problem.
Mm.
But now I see it, then it has become my problem, which is terrible. Okay, if you have been watching us, you know how I feel about problems. I don't like them. Okay. I like them even less than Anne likes them. She loves having problems with kids. I don't like
No,
any
I didn't
of them.
Like it. It's just appear in my eyes.
You have to fix it. Feel like
it is. It's annoying. It's entertaining.
It's eating away at you. Just in your mind, like
it keeps going out in your brain and it make you
is it like
yeah, and like why you don't solve this? It's your job.
You know how to do it, why you not doing
it. It is
so now that I have grown to a point where I'm able to see the problem, which is now also a problem for itself. I felt worried for the younger ones. Not from a place of ego, for sure, but it's just like because there's let's just put it this way. Since very young I can smell the smell of maybe a snake or a shark, right? But just the last time I didn't have the language. I just feel uncomfortable. I just feel like you're there to take advantage of other people.
Yeah.
And usually this kind of places, you get those who are young, that's really, really wanting knowledge. And the people who are snakes and sharks or whatever you want to call them, they know this as well. It's like, you know, when the shark smells blood in the water, it will come.
It is.
So it's the same. Now that it's blood in the water, then they're coming around. Okay, I see some fresh meat here.
Yeah.
Right? It's so terrible to say, but it's true. And I can see it, but because these people are all not my friends, I don't know that. I'm like, no, you shouldn't talk to me. It's not a good idea like that, right? It's very weird. So that is the problem. And the issue is that, of course, we all have to go through not so good mentors. Like you say, you have to get the good ones and the not so good ones to compare.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a part of me worry, like, if they get a not so good one and they are turned off forever, like, the self-development world is like that. Really, it just wants a piece of your mind or your wallet. Then it becomes my fault suddenly because I saw it, but I didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And it has become my fault. So I was very, I felt very strange. It's a very strange. I was not angry or upset. It was just a very strong emotion.
It's like responsibility for the first time.
Effing hell. Okay, so anyway, about this responsibility thing and the problem now, this is coming. I can feel it. Because, you know, today, the whole day, I was on my phone. Mm-hmm. But I was on my phone, not playing games. Phone, scheduling things and making contact with people that I first met, building relationships and all that, right? Mm-hmm. And I can feel like, I remember that time we talked about this, right? Like, the wave is coming far away. Mm-hmm. Now I can feel it's coming closer.
Yeah.
So maybe this is what I'm supposed to do, like. Maybe this is what I am supposed to use my voice for. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
But of course, it's a, well, whatever. I can see this problem now, so I have to fix it, which means next time I will grow and I see a larger problem, also my problem to fix. And it goes on like. I've grown so much. Oh my God.
But you know, it's like, look at the positive side as well.
I am positive.
That we will be, when we've been very down on.
Oh my God, now Singapore, I think it's a good one. I know, that was why one of our mentors decided not to work.
Yeah. And then I realized that my mentor just in the wrong group, you know. More people don't want to learn anymore, but young people are hungry for knowledge, so they like us. I'm considered young, am I? You know, I think I'm still young.
I consider myself young, so definitely you're young. With me, you're always young. Yay!
That's why I love to go event, not because I networking and something. Denise know how much I love networking. But go is a way of me to observe where what's the market is, what is going on with the world, what is the energy, and so on.
That's a trend.
Yes. I saw this question. I think I would add all the words.
Oh, this is a very good question.
Like, does mentor choose student or student choose mentor? I would say this way. The fake mentor will choose the student with wallet.
Large wallet.
The true mentor, if they know they cannot help you, they will let you go. But if they know they can help you, they will set a lot of trap on the way for you to go through the test. Until you pass that test, then they decide to recruit you.
Let's just put it this way, like, okay? That one ego, like, you think about it. Does a mentor need you as a student? The answer is no.
The reason why they do it because they need to pass the knowledge back to the next generation.
And they feel like they want to do good for the society.
Correct. It's that their job. They know what they're knowing. They have to pass down to the next generation. And this is what I've been talking all the time with people when they ask me why I'm so busybody to do it. If all the scientists and the doctors selfishly think like that
and don't share their creations.
No one want to share what they do. studying, how do you guys survive in the medical world? How do you guys survive in the technology world? So that's how human born with. You just hit certain age, you hit certain knowledge level, you must share back.
You must give back.
You must give back. Because that's your job.
Yes.
And most of people don't even have a privilege to reach to that level to understand why some high individual level people who like basically whole life with working can give back whatever knowledge and research they have because they're aware that they cannot bring it with them. Right? And I've been saying that again and again. You have to find that you're very lucky when people who are already smart, they done all the research and study and they choose to give back. Can you imagine most people know that and they choose to burn with themselves and die?
Because ego is a very it's a very insidious thing. It comes up, you see. It comes up. It's like, who are you to lecture me?
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me what to do?
Yeah.
But you think about it this way. If I brought,
I think medical is the most easy to say.
Medical chat GPT.
Yeah.
If let's say the people don't share what they invent and what they have been researching, you think they will ever be chat GPT? And chat GPT, when it first came out, right, it was free. I mean, now it is still free. Certain version is still free. And it is because the founder was willing to share his creation with the world.
Yeah.
And look at how it changed the world right now. Yeah. The world has changed because of ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It's changed.
If people tell me like, what the benefit he can keep, I'll tell you what benefit he can keep. If one business owner invented something like this, he himself with his team and he hire people, he can create a lot of companies under him to just run individual business if you don't want to share with us.
Yeah, and then everybody was like, because you know, you guys should know by now how fast ChatGPT does, how much shorter it cuts your work time. Can you imagine you don't share? He just have his own company use ChatGPT. And his own company will be able to do everything, every single thing, whether it's videos, songs, captions, whatever, planning, scheduling, whatever, faster than anybody else. And you will earn a lot of money.
Yep.
Right? So, why? This is something inside. And these are the people that I think we should look for. And it's very interesting because intuition, right, or gut feeling, whatever you want to call it, instinct, it responds to energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is real and authentic, the energy will click. And you will feel it. And it's very interesting. Next time you go for any events where there's a large group of people, where there are many different types of people, you will see it's very interesting by the second day, usually lunch or so, so about 1.5 days past, you will see the cliques will start to form. And these cliques, they will all have similar energy. So if it's a kind of not so good energy, it's always together. And then obviously, I connect with the energy. So yes, that's us. And okay, this one is for Anne. Mentoring self. Oh. Experiencing the shape of mentoring self. The 999 mentoring stuff. It's my new favorite Vietnamese word. 999.
Yes, I think over years, one thing I learned when my mentor tell me that I'm ready to mentoring other, which is in 020, that's when I start have my first few students. And I figured out that, I'm actually can really coach people and they do things and they change their life forever, right? I learned one thing in my journey that not everybody can be coachable. Not everybody willing to take whatever it takes to change their life. And mentoring style also comes from the willingness, the power that the student from inside them, how hungry they are, want to change. So I would consider myself that I'm very tough. I'm very tough with my mentee. That's my style. You guys would say, why you don't go with the more soft?
Okay. It's your style. Take your
leap and not, you know. So if you're looking for the soft and it works for you and make you do work better, that's come back to real mentor. If that's the mentor that you're looking for your growth, go for it. Go and search for that. So the mentor also said, you not change your style to suit the student. Mm. The student have to know that. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to be learned with this mentor? Back early on this podcast, this video, we're talking about that. Mentor don't need.
Yeah.
They comfortably make the money
by themselves
without you. With or without you, they move on with their life.
Yeah.
With or without you, they are already attractive. A lot of people want to run business with them, doing work with them. One, their time, one, their knowledge, one, whatever valuable they add to the market. Take years for them to be where they are, so they don't need you.
Yeah.
So the faster you realize that they don't need you, the more humble and willing for you to learn. Because you need to know all these mentors, even if you have money,
yep.
Even you have money, you cannot pay. Even you have money, they don't even want your money.
You need your money. They need more money than you can give them.
Yeah. So as the moment you realize how powerful they are, and you see humbly, that's the skill that they have, and that's when your life will change. So I would say what shaped my mentoring the most is when I realize who am I, and I realize what worked for me, and I realize what worked for my students that I did. And I would keep what worked for me. It comes from culture. It comes from upbringing. So most of my students will have similar background like me, right? And that's why it worked well with me, because I understand what they go through. I can give them correct advice based on the situation in life. I don't think I can be a mentor for someone like my daughter, right? But I'm her mom. So that my job becomes different. It's okay. I cannot mentoring her. But because of somebody the knowledge and the skill I have, I can lead her to the friend or whoever that around me that have the same knowledge like me. Suitable for herself.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. So I think she will be more connected with Denise in the future. You know, she will love to her, to Angeline, to my other friend who are more in the female side of sweet. Chill and fun, but they as strong and powerful as me. It's just they style are different. But they style may match my daughter. So make sense to you? So it's the same thing that in life, mentorship also they all still have a human, and as a moment, they human they will make mistakes. They human they know what they know, and the rest you still have to learn and improve yourself. I still fight with my mentor now. Sometimes, you know, like, because I'm smart, and when you're smart, you always, like, fight over the conversation.
Because your brain also working.
Yeah. It's make you realize that you also grow and your mentor also grow by they coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I grow as well when I side by side with all my mentee and people that I've been coaching with. I grow a lot, my coaching style better, I do it quicker, I do it more effective, and I'm not going to reduce my toughness to people. I'm not tough, like I'm saying, like I'm beating up or something, you know, but I have a very,
it's a tough love,
a very strict routine for people who want to be entrepreneurs. I don't like people late. I don't like lazy people. I don't like people open the mouth. The first thing is excuses. I don't want people, the first thing is because of this, that my life like this. I don't have time for all that. Right? I know it's a process of healing that first you need to aware of it, and then you have to understand your situation. And then after that, you have to forgive yourself, and then I change to be a different person. As the coach, I'm very aware of it. But over years, I'm very aware it's not even for me. That what worked for me is work for me. I'm more like the Elon Musk. Yeah, I can say that because he, like when I read his book or when every time he go online,
he's
like,
has a similar energy. He's like
me.
It's a similar energy. It's like you do my way or you just F on.
Yeah, you just go on. Like,
you
I
follow
just,
or you go.
Yeah, I don't have time for this. So every leader, every mentor will have their own style, right? This is also I observed a lot from one of my mentor, my copy of mentor.
Well, that one is intense.
So he influenced me a lot of the way of who am I today. He changed me to be a girl, try to be weak, because I'm not weak, because I want to be long. I want to feel as a normal.
You want to feel like a girl.
Yeah. He opened me up, make me own myself. This is me. I own it. I will never run away. Who am I anymore? And that's help for mentor. And that's exactly help for mentor. Mentor not going to change you to be someone else. Mentor just help you to be who are you.
Bring out what is
who are you and make it become the best version of yourself. That's it. And you have to be aware because a lot of people can tell themselves they have knowledge, skill, and all that. It can be the script that they memorize, but they know nothing. That's also something that very, very dangerous.
They think they know it. I think you can feel us. Would you want to do this?
What is it?
What things soft mentor can make student become better?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a soft mentor. Maybe you need to reach out to that type of mentor. Then you ask them that question. I'm sure they are.
Maybe like
spiritual teacher.
Like some motherly
style. Like father in the church, monk in the temple.
Yeah,
you know,
but they people listen to what they say.
Yeah. Like they have a lot of good wisdom and all that. So
I think it's not whether the person is okay. You think about it, soft and hard is like noodles.
Yeah.
What kind of noodles do you like? It's subjective. It doesn't mean that the noodle itself, the ingredient is the same. It's just it's softer or harder. Some people like the style, some people like the softer style. Yeah.
I think also you have to aware one thing that soft doesn't mean not powerful. Like I say, few drop of water may be nothing for you, but if a wave of water can kill you, right? Strong doesn't mean tough doesn't mean work. My toughness sometimes is the work with water, for example. I can throw the whole mountain in the sea.
You will just be
right. So it's you again, you have it's to aware style, yeah. You have to aware what worked for you, what make you uncomfortable, and then you make it.
And don't lie to yourself so that you can take it easy. No, I need a soft touch, but you know you need your to be kicked, okay? Yeah. Some people are like that. And then they're like, oh, people are soft touch. Everybody likes the soft touch.
Yeah.
But some, if it doesn't, at the end of the day, it's how you want something.
Yeah.
If you want something badly enough and you know you need to keep moving, what can make you move? What is it that, is it the cane? Is it the carrot?
Yeah.
What is it that makes you move more? Move faster? Okay. So, yes.
I think the one more thing that I want to share,
yes,
because I think remember in the class got one question that the student asked very good.
Which one?
Like you find your
Okay, let me tell the student again. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, the question is do I focus on why first, which is the purpose, or do I focus on who I am first? Which one do I focus on to move forward in self-development?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want to call him instructor. I just call him speaker, because instructor needs more powerful than that. And I think as speaker, he just memorized the speech, the script, and it was, oh my God, he was a disaster.
How would you answer?
Okay. So this one.
I ask you.
Yeah. So this is my answer.
Who or why first? The question was first, who or why first?
So, why is have to be big why and small why? First, you need to figure out your small why. How much you need to feed your family yourself. And then you go learn the skill and the knowledge with the limited time requirement to solve the small why problem. And then on the process of you already fix your small why problem, you need to increase your income slightly, so you can invest in yourself to figure out who are you. In the process of figure out who are you and continue maintain your small why, take care of the big why with the pack. If that's the big why, you give you purpose, you can cut it like a pieces, you know, like a sushi. The big why is big for a reason. So anything big, you want to swallow it, cut it small.
It's like a pizza, you know. The whole pizza and put your mouth, right?
Yeah. And the more time you invest, that's become a loop. More why first, yourself, the more you invest in yourself, you go to big why come back to yourself, and then small, small why, and then yourself, and then big why. And that circle, somehow it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger every day. For example, my dream was just, I want to help the young Vietnamese girl who comes from a broken family like me. That's it. Sounds simple, right? It's not. Because at the moment, I figured out to help the girl like me, I need to solve her family issue. I need to solve the environment issue. I need to help her with education. I need to help her with finance. I need to help her with environment. I need to help her with learning English. Teach her the skill, teach her the job, give her the place that she can practice and use whatever she learned to change her life and then change her family and then heal her from her trauma and then support her to be a better person. She come back to contribute to her country. You see how difficult that stuff is after you break down that? That's true big dream is. Because yes. It's so big why, right? You didn't realize big why, because when you say it sounds so nice,
just a few sentences.
It just feels sense. I just want to help a girl who like, you know, come from broken family, you don't have mentor, nobody help. I will suffer. So I want to help people who like me when less I was little. I just assume that girl is 5 years old, 7 years old. That's what the girl want to help because she like me. But it's not that simple, right? At the moment, you put your hand up and you start take action, you realize, oh my goodness, this is more than just you want to help her. You want to help her with what? Food. You want to help her with what?
Education.
Education. Education costs money too. You can learn free, but you need a computer to learn. You need internet to learn. And everything it costs, financially, like contribution to do all that. So that's why I say come back to small why first. Make sure small why being taken care well, and then fully committed to figure out who are you. Because at the moment you own yourself, you solve all the problems you're supposed to solve for yourself, and now you can able to fulfill your big why.
The big why always sounds very easy. Do you know how a big why is?
Mm.
It's so easy to bring love and joy to the people, but it's so difficult
that's
to do.
That's not easy.
Well, it sounds easy. I feel like,
wait, oh, see how many podcasts in the world right now just talking about men and women love, their family.
That's
love
not what
trauma.
I meant by joy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, try to solve that problem so people can love each other. But all the thing you can hear is the problem. Why? Because the more you listen to all this therapy conversation, you just feel, oh my god, I'm a piece of shit. I have so much problems.
I have so many problems.
I love it. Piece of shit.
That is the reason why I'm together with piece of shit like that. Is
yeah.
But it's not to bring joy and love to the world. First, I must bring joy and love to myself. And then, you know, to truly find joy and love in yourself is actually a long journey, and it's tough.
Up to now, I still don't. Yeah, I'm actually not more in love with myself.
Have like you have.
I just don't have time to enjoy that.
Yeah, she has no time to enjoy anything that she's doing. Basically, whatever she's doing, all given to other people. Yeah, that's why. But yeah. I think love and joy, I've managed to myself. Like, how do I spread it out to other people?
Yeah.
Because I meet some people. And then the person, why are you always smiling? I said, I don't know. Because I'm happy.
Got a question for you.
Question? Small why? Should you do this or not?
What is that? Trust in their relationship.
Yeah.
Well, I don't call it trust, okay? I would call it the mentoring. The mentor, definitely they are bigger than you. They of being a lot, they're capable of experience to see exactly where you fail about it. The reason why any mentor-mentee relationship end because the value will change, the belief in value will change, the core of future already different. Because you see, some old people, they may keep their old way of doing. Some young people, they want adventure and they don't want to go with restriction. So that's how make the world beautiful, right? We have new innovations, but at the same time, some vintage and
vintage. I love it. Oh my goodness.
We need to keep, right? It's we will never be balanced 100% who is right and who's wrong. It's just you come to this world to serve a different purpose, right? And you just have to be aware that even my mentor from day one, and that's why I love my mentor, that he said, if one day you find something else more important than what you promised me to do. My mentor want me to promise my one thing, I cannot use my power to be poor and broke people. And from day one, I keep my promise. He say, I don't care where are you in the world. If you break that promise, I will never forgive you. I will never forget what you do. I will go after you. So knowledge is very powerful. Knowledge make you become better person if you really apply, but at the same time it can be a weapon to destroy other people's life by you lying or you quiet because you want to own the power. So for me, relationship between mentor and mentee, it can be stopped anytime as the moment that the alignment is no longer there. Or the mentor see you are turned to be
strange.
Or evil. I would say
basically
evil.
Not aligned with
what you promised. Like some people are so broke when they come to you, like,
everything
I love what you do. Yeah. I love what you do. And one day I want to be like you. I want to do charity with you. I want to serve back. I want to help. But you know how many people come to me and say that?
And at
the moment I teach them and they make it and they have money, they straight away, the first excuses they have is, I'm busy. No, I cannot do this. I cannot do this. I'm sorry. I'm busy. My business needs me and this and that. Fine, I don't blame them because that's what I teach them. I teach them to run business. I teach them to be successful. I teach them to be able to take care of their son, their daughter, their mother, their father, whatever finances are needed at that moment. But be careful what you wish for, because you ask to grow and teach you and then you turn to success exactly at, and no doubt that's what, you know, my knowledge, but they help you. But if you come back to forget in the first place, like I remind you again, you have to be willing to serve. Because one day the universe will take away from you. If you don't understand the power of wealth, it's the infinite energy, everything out will be in. So if you're having and you straight away forget about how difficult your life is, you start. I'm not blame if you want to enjoy the luxury thing you have. So do I, right? But don't go into that. Turn off the mood and forget the true purpose of big why. Right? You serve the small why as well, and then you forget the big why. So yes, the relationship between mentor and mentee is very hard to say. As some people, and I'm for sure I know some of my mentor, I will be with them for the rest of my life. I know. You just know. You just like for me and Denise, I even can feel like, I don't know, 20 years down the line, we may not do channel together anymore because we old and we tired, we sick or whatever, you know. But we will be good friends for the rest of our life. That's what I'm very sure. That we will be a good friend for the rest of our life. But I'm not sure about the, like, YouTube part because, you know, I read my life, I read my life.
At some point, it will stop.
Yeah.
At some point,
I will jump on this, we're done. That's what I feel. That's what I see. I
may do something.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's how I see it. But just some people, you know, you will be with them for the rest of their life, you know.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Okay, we will take one last question. Can I share my experience about the first time I found my small why?
Okay.
You know, if you guys have been with us for a while, you know that I am somebody who is not like, and I am not a visionary. I don't see so far into the future. Like for Anne, she can see like maybe in 10-15 years later, this is the result. I am not somebody like that. I cannot see. It's not that I don't want to. I just cannot see it. It's not happening for me. Okay. So I am not like a huge planner. So what happened was that I first found my big why maybe 6-7 years ago. I found my big why 6-7 years ago. was to bring joy and happiness and laughter to other people. And that was part of the reason why I realized that I was such a joke. I like to joke because it makes people laugh. Mm. And when I see other, it sounds very silly, but when I see other people happy and laugh, right, it makes me very, very happy. Mm. So that was my big why. And then I was lost for a very long time. How do you do a big why? Because I say I want to bring joy, laughter, and happiness to people. But it's such a big thing. Where do I start? And like I said, maybe about 5 years ago, or 5 years ago, I found that the only way to start is with myself. Because why are people unable to spread happiness? Because they themselves are not happy.
Mm.
They feel they're not good enough. At that point, I didn't feel I was good enough. As a person, I didn't feel I was good enough. I was ashamed of many things that in my character. I was ashamed of many things inside my characteristic. I felt it was not good characteristics, but I realized it was part of me. Mm-hmm. And then when I started to truly accept myself for who I am and love myself, then I realized that it comes out. And because energy, happiness, emotion, all that is energy and it's contagious. That's why because it comes out naturally, people around me also feel that and it brightens their day. That's what I believe. And then that do you know during the event somebody asked me, because a lot of them the thing that had a breakthrough was I'm not good enough.
Mm.
Okay. And I look at that, I felt like, oh, this is me. Last time I need to be like that and I could feel it. And for actionable steps, right, the first thing is to notice. Whenever we feel, what is the first thing we say? What is our first emotion? What is the first thing we say?
Mm-hmm.
Notice it, and then change. Every time you say that, replace it with something else. Or last time, I scold myself so badly when I feel such a piece of shit. I don't know how to do this. So easy. What I don't know how to do, I should have seen this. I've done this before. Now why I feel again. And stuff like that. So when it comes out, I noticed it. And then I change it to, it's okay. I feel like a piece of shit right now. And that's okay. What can we do better next time? It's to acknowledge your emotions. It's okay to feel shitty.
Mm.
And that was how I found my happiness. Slowly, day by day. Yes. And then after that, I become like a flower. I bloom from the inside to the outside. And then hopefully to everywhere. Yes, that's how I found my small world. About the same time as much more. Okay, I guess that's it.
That's it for today, guys. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe our channel.
In everywhere, okay, whatever podcast you can find, just like, share, and subscribe. And if you find value here or if you have things that you want to talk to us about, leave it comments below. Okay, we will see you at the next live stream.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nine. Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nine.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nine. Bye.